from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Tawan Hall, age 27 at the time of this interview.
My childhood was adventurous, sad, happy times, but mostly sad, a little hurtful when your family's struggling. And you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have some of the things that you would like. Sometimes you don't have enough food. That was the sad part, because I just know for experience, like, there was a few times me growing up where I had to go eat at a couple of my friends' houses. And then my dad was in prison. I spent my whole childhood going to go see my dad up in prison so I could have some type of a relationship with my father. When I was in elementary school, I went to school from two places, my mom's house and my nana's house. I got three brothers. They all have the same dad. I have my own dad, which my dad was in prison. Sometimes their dad and or their granny or whatever like that will come get them and take them places, and I'll be at home and I'm by myself and stuff like that. So it was like about being different, feeling different, and not having some of the things that they get. As a youth, I always found something to do. So, like, you know what I mean? Even like if it's like learning the bus routes. Back then, we used to have ride all days. I know they don't have that now. So on the weekend or in the summertime, you get a weekend pass, and it was like $2. You go anywhere you want on a bus and stuff like that. So, for instance, my mom didn't have money for me to go to the movies with my friends or to go to all these places. So if I was able to get $2, I just know I could ride the bus and go just see different parts of the city. So that's what I did. Northview Heights, I seen the resources and the programs for youth decline and the sports and the community decline. And that frustrates me, angers me. And even, like, you know, I mean, as far as the community day up in Northview, it used to be so much bigger than what it actually is now. There's nothing. And I think with that stuff, like, you know, I mean, we're worried about our community and the violence in our communities, but yet we don't have nothing for our youth to stimulate their mind on and something for them to do, to learn teamwork, to learn togetherness, to learn unity. We don't have that in the community no more. We got to bring the sports back and activities back. We got to get the youth more involved in the community. We also got to get the parents more involved in the community. That's what I want to see back in the neighborhood where I grew up. There's people that inspired me to become the person I am today. Like I said, growing up, I had mentors, Minike Thomas or Malcolm Thomas, Sister Asia, Aaron Thomas, and them people help shape and mold me into the person that I am today. That made me so passionate about youth and advocating for youth, supporting youth, wanting to give back and do for my community. What I do now, I do a form of social work. I work with youth and I try to help them accomplish goals and stuff like that they might have in their life and be a support system and advocate for them. I sit down, we play the game with each other, and then we sit there and talk. They tell me some things. Oh, yeah, I really need to try to get this job. Could you help me trying to do this, make a resume and stuff like that? So I think they see some of the stuff that I do, and they were like, you know what, I want to be like that, or I want to do that. I always try to advocate, promote, push, uplift, and I try to show people, like, you know what I mean, when something's not right, we got to do something about it. That's why I feel like I'm a leader. Even though I didn't finish school, and it took me a while, I accomplished getting my GED. I accomplished starting my own little business. I have a podcast show. What we do is we sit down and we talk to local business owners, community leaders, if they want to come on, or local artists, any type of artistry. If you paint, you sing, you rap, play a guitar, anything that you want to do. If you have a fundraiser or something like that you're doing, or if you have different resources that you feel like you want to get out to other people, my show is where you can put that out there. You can advertise it, bring your brand or your product to our show. There's going to be people who probably try to get you to do some things that you know aren't right. things that you know aren't positive, even if they feel like it can fix a situation temporarily or get you fast cash or whatever like that, but you know it's wrong or you know you get in trouble for it, don't fall into it. Create your own path. Don't follow nobody else's path. Be persistent. Be determined. And you can go anywhere or do anything that you want to do. There may be barriers in your path or your journey, but that don't mean you stop fighting. Just keep fighting.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Taquan Peters and David Staples. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.